Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, it's April 16th, 2024. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. podcast talking about NXT. I am Glenn, joined by George.
As always, reading my WWF magazine from May 1994 with the old Adam Bomb on the cover.
Don't you have it memorized by this point?
I should, actually.
Yeah. Everything about old magazines is like, oh, I remember this. I remember this article.
I'm more of like a 92-ish. I can tell you probably that. 94, I wasn't not watching wrestling, but I was out of the country for like 9 months. So I was kind of a little bit behind on it. So yeah, there's my excuse.
The weird thing about magazines in the olden days of the 1990s is that they had like a 3 month lead time.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like definitely. The print time was insane. You had to get time on a printing press. And you were in line with like Field and Stream and Guns and Ammo and Soldiers of Fortune. And then they could print your precious WWF magazine.
I want to say like it was the June issues that featured WrestleMania that usually came out in May. But obviously, Mania was always late March, early April. But it was always a June issue that was kind of the big, at least for me. I was like, ooh, not that I didn't watch Mania, but I was like, ooh, I kind of want to see what pictures they showed from this past year's WrestleMania. And I had to wait all the way to the June issue of the WWF magazine
to see the photos, the photographs.
Oh my god,
if you didn't watch it live, you know, you never saw it again.
June 92, it had that great, we're gonna talk about NXT tonight. June 92 had the cover of like a silhouette of like Macho Man and Liz with like the fireworks. Probably, I mean, I have it somewhere probably, but one of my favorite covers. And of course, June 90 with the Ultimate Warrior. I don't know if anybody remembers, but it was like a purple background, Ultimate Warrior holding up both belts. Still one of the best covers of WWF magazine ever.
I like a good magazine photo. I like a good magazine cover. It's good. Yeah. Solid. And nothing like reading about wrestling in print form on a 3 month lead time.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids these days don't know how good they have it. Tonight we're going to talk about NXT, the NXT before spring break in steel cage match tonight, which was very interesting. Reminded me of the famous final Finn Balor original run steel cage match with Samoa Joe.
Just, was that the one that was at the Takeover, right? One of the Takeovers.
It was at the end. May. Takeover the end.
Ah, the end. Yes, that was 2016, right?
Correct. So that was when I started doing this podcast at that exact time, almost eight years ago.
That's all. Yeah, that was Finn Balor Samoa Joe. I want to say it was probably Asuka against was it? It's foggy. But I know Nakamura, I think maybe against Austin Aries. I could be way off, but.
Well, sounds about right. But yeah. Tonight, a lot going on NXT. We're going to run it down. Anything going on in the news?
I guess I want to start off with something specific because it was in the news a few days ago and kind of was briefly mentioned. Today's on NXT. So just kind of want to get this out of the way. Drew Gulak. Backstage update on Drew Gulak. I guess there was a little bit of controversy in regards to some comments that Ronda Rousey made about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, about accidentally or maybe unaccidentally hand grazing an area, maybe pulling on a string. This is kind of interesting just because obviously I'm not going to rehash the story. Everybody, we already talked about it, but in terms of what's the status? Apparently, he's not listed on any internal rundowns for NXT. Wasn't seen backstage last week, and he wasn't on camera this week. We'll get into that in a second. But apparently, almost as if he's not allowed to be mentioned at all, whether it's backstage or in front of the camera. So he's still... Oh, nothing has been reported as far as him not being in the WWE. So we'll kind of see how that goes. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit about it when we cover the show because it was indirectly mentioned. You know, that can mean anything considering who it was coming from. But, you know, we'll see how it goes with Drew Gulak. Obviously, you know, Ronda has got a book and she wants to promote the hell out of it. And she didn't really put him on blast, but it was just mostly this, the reporter just asked him who it was and she just happened to name drop him.
Yeah, I encourage people to read both Ronda's full account of the story, which she described as sort of a sexist hazing of pulling the drawstring of her sweatpants and Drew Gulak. I mean, literally, and this is not me trying to make light of it, but he described it like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment of he went to shake her hand and graze the string and then ended up pulling back and tugging on it. But regardless, in kayfabe, Tony D'Angelo has murdered Drew Gulak. Is what we learned tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I guess his words was, you guys had a problem with one of your guys' crew. It could have been anybody. It could have been a trainee, but obviously we all pretty much are assuming properly, correctly assuming probably of it being Drew Gulak, which is interesting. Does that mean he's not going to be around anymore? Sometimes they just don't mention people ever again. So the fact that they kind of indirectly mentioned it, maybe there's a, who knows?
I will just say this, and this is interesting. This should tell you something about the new era of WWE that we're in now and how seriously they're taking things. Up until recently, there were people that were accused of far worse that were not taken off TV at all.
Yeah.
So you could tell they're in light of the lawsuit and the removal of Vince McMahon. You could tell WWE is taking this very seriously. As I think they should, but yeah, I encourage it. But it was interesting to kind of explain it away in kayfabe.
Yeah, because I mean, especially with the whole like, even the when they took out Pretty Deadly.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, lo and behold, like 2 weeks later, they showed up on SmackDown. So I mean, that again, all these like you know wrestling things that are mentioned. Oh, we offed your guy, whatever it is. I mean, it's something. Obviously, we all like to the continuity when it happens in pro wrestling. So we all wonder what happened to Drew Gulak for maybe the ones that don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And some people looks like they got their answer.
What else is happening in the news?
So a lot of news in regards to Rossy Ogawa, who was used to be the Stardom executive. A lot of talks and. You know, there's three different kind of stories that kind of combine in one for the most part in terms of him starting up his brand new promotion called Marigold. I don't know. I really like some of these like Japanese names. Like Stardom is just such a great name for
sure.
But its full name is Dream Star Fighting Marigold. I hope I'm saying it right. And in addition to that, their championships are just named beautifully. But yeah, so it looks like that was announced earlier today in a press conference that it's going to be starting up sometime in the next few months. But one of the people that isn't heavily involved is Julia. She was, ended her run in Stardom, but she mentioned, or it's been a lot of talk recently that she's going to work a few dates for Rossi's new promotion before starting up with WWE. So that kind of goes into the Julia news in terms of when is she going to start up? So apparently Marigold's first match or first show is going to be May 20th. So we can only assume that Julia is going to wrestle on that. A lot of speculation that Julia is going to wrestle at the Heat Wave out in Toronto on July 7th, whether it's going to be for a championship, whether it's not, who knows? There's an NXT Women's North American Championship that's being introduced very, very soon. So again, a lot of talk with Julia, a lot of talk about Rossi. I'm not too familiar with the whole Rossi saga. I'm not going to lie. His name, I never heard of his name until like 2-3 months ago. So the fact that everybody's kind of putting all this stock in him, obviously now I know who he is. And like, I don't think of it as a big deal. Obviously a lot of journalists like to make stories because that's their job. So it should be fun to see what's going on with this new Japanese promotion. That's going to feature a lot of women.
Yeah. We shall see how that goes. Anything else?
That's pretty much kind of what we got for today. A lot of news about Rhea Ripley and how long is she going to be out? A lot of chatter, a lot of discourse on the internet about saying why did they have to vacate her? Why did they have to strip her of the championship when you had Roman Reigns barely wrestling? You got Seth Rollins, you know, missed a couple months of action. So why is everybody so quick to strip Rhea Ripley of the championship? My response to that is it just depends. Every injury is different. They kind of play or plan accordingly. I like to think so. So it sounds like Rhea's injury sounds like it's worse to the point where it wouldn't be unnoticeable for her to show up every single week, the same way that Seth Rollins was able to show up every single week for the most part. So it's all relative, but you know, I like to think that vacating a championship is the last thing they want to do.
Yeah.
Right. Just my theory. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'd like to think, just for the sake of, you know, the business, they'd rather have somebody lose it in the ring than somebody have a, you can't wrestle anymore. You know, well, I guess we got to vacate it. So again, take that for what it's worth. Just my two cents.
Yeah. I know it's got to be pretty serious for them to essentially have someone drop the title.
Especially since we've seen in the past, people get hurt. Going back to the 80s, I want to say when the British Bulldogs lost to Strikeforce. No, I'm sorry. It was the Bulldogs lost to the Hart Foundation, to the point where Dynamite was so hurt that they attacked them on the way to the ring just so they can, you know, exclude him from the match so they can properly lose the belts to the Hart Foundation and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's crazy. So NXT opened tonight with Noam Dar with Metaphor versus Dijak. What do you think of Noam Dar getting the win and Dijak once again failing to deliver hard justice?
I think Noam Dar is one of those guys where he is such an asset to any roster, even going back to 205 Live. There's a reason why he was so heavily featured with Alicia Fox back in the day, or as he would say, great. Alicia Fox, right? I can never do that. However he said it back in the day, because the guy is so talented, whether it's in the ring, whether it's personality, the guy can carry an interview session. So I like that they're just putting him in there with somebody that's literally twice his size. And not only that, he can totally hang. So I like that aspect of maybe a new element that Noam Dar can show, that he's more than just a 205 Live guy. He's more than just facing defending the Heritage Cup against guys that are maybe his size. I like that, the clash of styles that we saw with Dijak and Noam Dar, and to the point where we saw Noam Dar get the victory.
They're good. I just think it's getting hard to take Dijak seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and we know that his true love, his wrestling soulmate, is Joe Gacy. And they just need to form a tag team already.
Yeah, that's we'll see if that ends up happening. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, good match though.
Yeah,
hot start to the show. We had Dragunov meeting Ava in her office and setting up an open challenge for later in the evening, but then we had an amazing video vignette, not even a video package, a vignette. It wasn't wrestling. This wasn't TV. This was cinema on Tatum Paxley.
She's someone who we've seen a complete transformation from when she first started. I remember there was one. I always think about this one segment where it was maybe like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, where it was a bunch of the women in the back in the locker room, and she's looking. How can I say this properly? She's looking pretty good, if you can say. Like she was just posing in a way where it's like, you look like you want to like pose for like a cover of like a Sports Illustrated, but just the way, just trying to stand out in any way, I think is maybe a good way to say it. But to go from that to show that she can do a lot more than just look good, she can act good, and she can play the role good. She explains why she went through everything that she went through, and like, to me, this is just up there with, you know, the stalker thing with Mickey James that we saw years ago. Maybe not as good as Mickey, but you know, but still it's still pretty different. Yeah.
That's one thing. I think this, I mean, truly this is more cinematic in how they're doing it. I think the production is very high level. I like this twist that she wasn't obsessed with Lyra. She was obsessed with the championship.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting way to do it. And I like how she, you know, I'm gonna just say this. I think they need to go more unhinged with how she's portraying it. Because I think it's very good, but I think if she takes it to the next level, I mean, it's funny. I think she is one excellent promo away. If she gets another promo or something of this level tonight, I think she's gonna has a chance to be the most over woman in that triple threat at Spring Breakin' between her, Roxanne, and Lyra.
I think next week is going to be a huge breakout for Tatum.
Yeah, I hope so. She deserves it. I mean, Lyra's been good, but like the Irish Wonder Woman vignettes at the beginning, I think didn't really establish her character. I think she had a great feud with Becky. Good championship run, good promo. But yeah, Tatum really has something here that I think
audience is going to get behind, because I think it's kind of that Mankind thing. I think that she can be crazy but still have sympathy.
Yeah.
You know, and be the baby face.
That's a good way to put it.
NXT Anonymous still exists.
Didn't they say, didn't they already reveal that that was Blair Davenport? Or am I completely
No, off? Blair Davenport was the parking lot attacker.
Okay.
Now, based on her skills, NXT Anonymous should be Stevie Turner, but NXT main roster, I mean, Level Up acknowledges Stevie Turner, main roster, but maybe, ooh, maybe that's why Stevie Turner doesn't exist on NXT proper, because she's NXT Anonymous.
Ooh.
She's yeah. a hacker. She's a but hacker, she's, George.
But she's not hurt. Like, she's there.
I know. She's just yeah. forgotten.
Man, I love those early vignettes with her.
I know. And she's great. She had a great career pre-NXT. She was great in NXT UK. Even on Level Up, she's really good. So I think her being NXT Anonymous kind of will retcon a presence from Stevie Turner, even though she's been gone all this time.
What's longer, the presence of NXT Anonymous or the mystery Raw GM?
Ooh, it's tough. NXT Anonymous has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had Lola Vice versus Sol Ruka. And oh, that pesky Blair Davenport had to cost Sol Ruka the win.
I predict Lola Vice versus Sol Ruka is going to be a major, major one-on-one match on the main roster within 3 years.
Within 3 years.
Within 3 years. We're seeing a lot more women featured sure. maybe on a one-on-one matchup. That's maybe not for a championship.
I mean, it's rare, but it happens.
Yeah, so hopefully we see it more and more. I know one of the first ones, I don't think we've ever seen it at WrestleMania, but hopefully it'll happen soon. But yeah, I think sky's the limit for these two wrestlers. I love the fact that Lola dances, but in like a mocking way. Hmm. Like just kind of like, oh, look at me.
She's too cool for it, and that makes her cooler.
Yeah, like there was yeah. that one where I think it was like 2 weeks ago where she was like, the camera came back from a replay, and she's just there like staring down Natty and Carmen and just like moving her hips. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cold-blooded. You know, like imagine yeah, like even yeah. like MMA, like you knock out your you knock out your opponent and you're just dancing, you know, just staring down at them. I thought that was cold-blooded. I still think that still want to have one of my life goals is to infiltrate like a radio station and play the Lola Vice theme song just to see what people think of it.
That's one of your life goals.
Yeah. Just ooh, throw it in there.
Wait, George, I'm going to do one better. This should be like a viral video series where you just infiltrate like, you know, backyard graduation parties, put on the Lola Vice theme. You go into the Pack nightclub, put on the Lola Vice theme. Yeah. Go to a radio station, Lola Vice theme. Go to a Metallica concert, Lola Vice theme.
Yeah, I mean, I know they have that wrestling nightclub or whatever it is, the wrestling theme nightclub. But yeah, I want to infiltrate.
Wait. If there was a wrestling theme nightclub?
Well, I want to say that it was Aaliyah that was the DJ, maybe somewhere in Canada.
Oh, but not like a regular. It's not like a
No.
Because that would be amazing if they had a ring and you could get up and dance in the ring or do like moves in the ring. I'm going to do that. Forget podcasting. Forget my agency. I'm opening a wrestling-themed nightclub, and there's going to be a ring in the middle of the club.
I think we're on to something.
It's good. That better. I don't know. I still have my previous idea, which is wrestling ring in the backyard, but hollowed out, it's a swimming pool with just the ropes and the steps. You could go off the ropes into the pool
and actually have actual shows.
Yeah. Oh, in Vegas. Oh. I've talked about this with my wife. I'm like, yo, I can get wrestlers. If I build it, they will come. I will put a wrestling ring in my backyard, but it will be an above ground swimming pool. And I will get local. I will put on a wrestling show in my backyard wrestling ring swimming pool.
Wrestling, or what is it? The Swimmers Wrestling Federation.
I mean, we're going to work on it. We can't call it the water. Actually, the Water Wrestling Federation would be kind of epic. Can't refer to it as the WWF, though. That's
underwater wrestling.
Underwater. Well, that's a little different connotation, too. But figure it out. We'll figure it out. I think I like the wrestling nightclub.
I want to say we got time, but before we know it, it's going to be somebody else that has it. And we just, you know, twirled our thumbs. Thinking about a name. too much.
I know, but you know, you got to have the right name. That's really the key. Yeah. So Lolovice won due to Blair Davenport's interference, and then Natalya was on the Titantron, and in spring break-in, she challenged Lolovice to an NXT Underground match. Will Shane O'Mac come back for this?
No, but I think Baba Tunde will.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
What was his other name? Commander Aziz?
I like to pretend that never happened.
Oh, no, Daba Kato. That was his name.
Yes.
He's not with the company anymore, is he?
Is he?
Didn't he do a thing like a year ago where he attacked Apollo Crews?
Well, yeah, because they broke up.
Yeah.
Commander Z.
Well, hopefully, hopefully they have it better than what they presented on Raw a couple years ago. I know they just kind of needed content back 4 years ago when there was nothing else going on or nothing they could do. But, you know, I thought we were going to see like a fight pit, like the NXT fight pit. Yeah. But I guess they're going to go with Underground.
So that's good because Baba Tunde is his real name and he was Daba Kato and Commander Aziz. Look at that. You remembered all three.
Look at that.
Yeah. You're practically his biographer at this point.
They do call me the wrestling encyclopedia, but just because nobody knows what an encyclopedia is, I'm going to go with wrestling Wikipedia.
Okay. Okay. But so Lola versus Natty, that's going to be good. And Carmen Petrovic is going to be there in Natty's corner.
I like Natty's role here. I mean, pretty much, I like how they pretty much infiltrate. And we'll talk about Karrion Kross as well and Ivar, but I think they do this so well. Because no matter what you think, no matter what people think of NXT, whether it's a third brand, whether it's developmental, it has a big spotlight.
Yes.
Like, this isn't on just a network exclusive. This isn't just on Peacock or YouTube. This is on the USA Network. People can, I don't know if people channel surf again still these days, but people will literally say, oh, WWE NXT's on. Let's see what that's about. Oh, cool. Natty's here. Like, I remember just kind of rambling on and on. Back when I was a little kid, I didn't know what I thought college wrestling was essentially what NXT was. So I was like, oh my God, like college wrestling, I get to see the stars before they're stars. And I turn on ESPN. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, this is nothing that I thought it was going to be. You know, I thought I was going to see, you know, Kurt Angle or just maybe people like that. But lo and behold, it was nothing what I thought it was going to be. But I feel like NXT is exactly what I thought college wrestling was going to be. And you have the influx of some of these stars, not just coming down, but coming down to make everyone else better. Like, they're not there to make people look worse. They're there to build some of these people up. So the fact that Lolovice is going to get a rub from Natty, win or lose, you know, the fact that we saw Josh Briggs going up against Ivar and whatnot. Like, I love the influx. I know we're going to see a lot more of that when NXT debuts on CW.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, collegiate wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling, amateur wrestling, Olympic wrestling, what it really lacks is character work.
Yeah,
that would really elevate the sport. Ariana Grace and Gigi Dolin. We finally got to see some of this makeover as it was happening tonight. These are the segments I live for. Mm-hmm. And this was probably the high point of the last 48 hours of my life.
I'm a big Ariana Grace fan. I mentioned before, and I think she sky's the limit for her. I think she's got Chelsea Green vibes in a good way. I love that idea that Chelsea Green had about maybe creating a stable, adding on Ariana Grace and a few others. And I really hope that happens because that sounds like a really, really good, really, really good idea. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but Ariana Grace, her facial expressions, her delivery, just everything about her is just
she's very such, good.
To me, I'd say it's perfect. Yeah. I think sky's the limit for her.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I wonder how this gimmick is going to fare on the main roster. That's really my question.
Maybe, yeah. I would say you don't have to bring in Santino.
No. In fact, you shouldn't. I mean, don't Charlotte Flair her.
Yeah, like let her be your own person.
Yeah, it's important, especially because I think she could do sort of a hybrid original Lacey Evans sort of gimmick mixed with her current thing. And she's there to class up the women's division. I don't know, something. Also, I giggled to myself tonight because I said, man, if Lacey Evans was still with the company, we could get a kayfab explanation about how Lacey Evans and Javon Evans are related. And that made me smile.
That's the real reason Adam Cole is not in the WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So Ridge Holland is still in NXT. I mean, tonight he didn't retire. That was a swerve. They done tricked you. They pulled a ruse. And tonight he wrestled Joaquin Wilde and Ridge got the win. I loved when he caught the dive to the outside of the ring.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. That was probably pretty painful for Joaquin. And then you had Sean Spears coming into the background, just kind of keeping an eye on everything.
The chairman.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. Obviously, Ridge is he's very talented. He gets a bad rap for, you know, certain reasons, unfortunate reasons. And I feel like, you know, people haven't been kind to him, and that's unfortunate because
it is. It is. You know? It's not. I mean, this is wrestling. Mistakes happen. I don't begrudge him the real life circumstances and accidents that happen. However, I have a massive chip on my shoulder, as does much of the IWC, about them trying to make that storyline when he first came to NXT, and this idea of like, oh, he's cursed. And then they quickly tried to 180 it and be able to say, no, he's cursed because he keeps getting injured. But originally he was injuring others.
At least it makes it feel like they're not trying to force it upon us, right? Because it really did seem like they were trying to make him like a baby face, right? Oh, he's from the main roster. He's a brawling brute. Pete Dunne gets a lot of cheers. Sheamus is going to get a lot of cheers, you know? So why wouldn't Ridge get a lot of cheers? So, I mean, again.
Oh, Ridge Holland, you brawling brute.
If this was the plan the whole time, kudos. But I my gut says they want him. They thought he was going to be a big baby face, and they want him to be a big baby face, and it just wasn't working. So, you know, when that happens, you got to make him a heel.
Has he always had that theme that sounds like Imagine Dragons? So it was the first time I really noticed that.
I want to say, like, when he first started with the NXT, it was a little more, you know, UK-ish.
Okay.
I guess you can say more Gallus-y, I guess you can say. Sure.
More Gallus-y. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah. Because I can't see like a regular American or Lucha Libre guy ever coming out to Gallus' team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Andre Chase and Thea Hale reconciled a little bit tonight, which was nice.
I was a little confused until this week. I was like, wait, what's going on? So I kind of like that they finally cleared up why Chase U almost went under, I guess you can say. Yes. I just don't get why JC Jane was so quick to help them out, only for her to be, you know, kind of going her own way. But yeah, I mean, it gives me new hope for Thea Hale. I like her gimmick. I mean, it's not like the best gimmick out there, but I like she's very committed to the role.
And yeah, it's she's a good character. You know, more than a gimmick.
Yeah,
it's a character.
She's like 19 as well, so
I think she's. It's born in 2003.
Oh my God.
Crazy. So we heard from the family tonight, Tony D'Angelo, Stax, Luca, and Adriana. And Adriana's gonna put her stamp on the women's division when she chooses.
I like it. I like her. I think she's my only complaint, and again, I know I'm in the minority. These guys are too good in these roles. Like, they're too good to the point where it's like, I feel like it's real to them in some ways.
Oh,
that's not a bad thing, you know.
I think they're getting called up.
You think so?
In the draft, I think so. I mean, there's been rumors that Netflix, CW, future partners are gonna have a little bit of a say in some of the call ups. I don't know how you look at their gimmick and don't think this is gonna improve my TV show. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the fact they can wrestle is just a bonus.
Yeah. I mean, I Tony D'Angelo has been killing it since probably his first match in NXT.
It's his first promo in NXT.
I remember just how many rave reviews he got after his first match. This emoji, I remember, yeah. After his first match. But yeah, like I said, these guys are so good. I think Adriana Rizzo is a hidden gem. I think, mm-hmm. I think I see big things for her. But I know Tony D'Angelo. Like, I feel like he's got a lot to offer, whether it's as NXT champion. But again, at the same time, it does feel like they've done everything they can do in NXT. Like, you don't need the NXT championship to validate your NXT career. Because as we've seen, you can always go back and win it, a la Becky Lynch and Charlotte. But, you know, I do think they're going to get drafted.
Yeah, he said to the No Quarter Catch crew, we took care of your problem. Let's not get into specifics, meaning Gulak. And this setup, there's going to be a six-man tag next week.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. Dragunov had an open challenge answered by the sweetheart of NXT, Javon Evans. Breakout superstar, just debuted from Level Up, and is already getting a match with Dragunov.
I have a tiny critique. Uh-oh. And please tell me I'm wrong. I don't mind people disagreeing with me. When I know it's against the champion, but this guy, Dragunov, is, I don't want to face Dragunov.
No.
You know, I like my chest. I like my skin. I don't want to see red bumps all over it. So it feels like a lot of the people that were rushing toward the ring to want to face Ilya. Yeah. Was like, dude, like none of you got none. I love the confidence, but none of you guys have a chance of beating him. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there should have been a little bit more fear, you know. And I feel like this guy, in my opinion, should be one of the top feared guys in the company. Not just because he's the champion, but also because he will beat the living bejesus out of you. I don't know. It just feels like it was just a big line just to get beat up. I don't know. I just didn't like there were so many people so quick to rush. It wasn't like it was for the title, right? It was just a regular match.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Yeah.
Javon's very talented.
Yeah. I think they said he's 19 years old, right?
Yeah.
Sky's the limit for that guy. I say that for a lot of people, actually.
Hmm.
So real quick, I'm sure the answer is yes. Has anybody ever said you look like Matt Damon?
I used to get that a lot, especially for my driver's license photo.
Well, you're getting it right now. So not just used to, you still get it.
Matt Damon, Elden Henson. And my favorite from when I first started the podcast, Glenn looks like a heavyset Finn Balor. Yep, that all makes sense.
Like if you tell people like, oh, I'm Glenn Damon, they're like, oh, okay. Like they wouldn't bug you, but they'll be like, oh, okay, like I believe it.
In the year 2000. Which is in the past now. It used to be in the future. In the year 2000, Elden Henson's stunt double from the movie Idle Hands thought I was Elden Henson at a Tenacious D show at the Troubadour. Came up, started saying Elden. And yeah, it was crazy.
And in response to Baby Ice, I'm going to go with Departed Matt Damon.
Oh, wow.
Because that was a better movie than Rounders. Rounders was great. Rounders was great. But Departed was just an league of its own.
Based my life around the movie Rounders. Always my gambling habits. Okay, so let's talk about Sol Ruka's getting that no DQ match against Blair Davenport next week. But then Tatum Paxley took on Thea Hale, and Thea was doing great until that JC Jane interfered and helped Tatum steal a win. Good match, though.
Yeah, this was a fun match. Obviously, more storyline based. People interfere. JC Jane looks like it's not over. I like that it does look like we mentioned at Mania or leading up to Mania, that it looks like it's going to continue after what we saw with these people. So I dig it. I like that it's going to continue maybe into a gimmick match. Who knows? Maybe we'll finally see that one-on-one match that we all wanted to see. So
need it.
Yeah.
Has to happen. But this is good. Theo, great tonight. This is the thing. I think that if there's been an argument for delaying the one-on-one match, it's so Theo could get more reps in on house shows and have the experience. But I think Theo is coming along very nicely. Her wrestling skills.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be a great match when it happens. Roxanne Perez was backstage saying how easy Ava's job was. Ava said, fine, you're going to get defend your NXT Women's Championship against both Tatum and Lyra at Spring Break. And that was fun.
Do you buy Roxanne as a heel?
It's kind of the same thing Cora Jade was doing, but it works.
Yeah, it's still... She's not bad at it. I don't want to say it's bad, right? I'm a glass half full kind of person. It just needs a little more convincing, but it doesn't mean it's not in the right direction. Same thing with Cora Jade. Sometimes her promos were a little like still too bubbly. I thought she was great in the 2-3 months that she was back for a little bit before she got hurt. So we'll see. I think the plan was... rumors have it the innuendo was these two are going to be teammates, or at least back to being friends on the heel side. I know a lot of people thought that Roxanne Perez is in the role that Cora Jade would have been in if she didn't get hurt. Who knows? Yes. But then again, like I said, there's also the rumor there would have been teaming again. So I think that would have been fun. Whenever you have two baby faces, then they split and now they come back as heels. That's always interesting. It's always fun.
Life is a mystery. So Authors of Pain with the Final Testament. Sorry, that's just how it looks with the extending of that cross. Took on Aja Shinofi and Malik Blade. I loved the promo they did before this with what's her name? With
Scarlett?
No, the Malik and Idris did with
Briley.
That was great. She, her like pseudo fitness influencer shtick, like with the positivity and whatnot, I think is very underrated.
It's very Buddy Donis like.
Yeah, but it's good in this modern age.
Yeah,
we're in the age of the influencer.
It still needs a little bit for me, to be honest with you. Too bubbly, or too bubbly to the point where it reminds me too much of Thea Hill. I feel like there's a lot of similarities.
Thea's not going to talk to you and say, so everyone's been asking me about my skincare routine, and I have a special promo code for you to get you a discount on your first order. That's not Thea Hill.
Yeah.
Thea is about energy. Because
you don't think Briley's about energy?
No, but Thea is about like... She's supposed to be a collegiate student that was like, I'm going to drink a case of Red Bull and study all night and ace this test. That's the energy. Whereas Briley is like, hey, everybody, let's talk about the power of movement. And also, if you order these crystals off my website, I will give you a discount if you use my code. Like, it's a little different. It's a little different.
If you saw, like, if you were at work, right? And there was, there's always that one person at work that's like, you don't dislike her, but you're like, great, here comes the positivity train. Like, can you like have a bad day?
George sitting there like, here comes the positivity train.
Can you just have a bad day? Can you just have a bad day once in your life? I don't know. I'm good for her. Good for her. That's all I got to say about that.
Sure. Anyhow, Idris and Malik got killed by the Authors of Pain. I mean, not like Drew Gulak, Tony D'Angelo killed, but
I mean, no surprise. I've said this before. Malik and Idris need something specific, and that specific thing is a freaking name. Just give me a name. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I want.
So we Fraxium came out after to get in the face of AOP. Oh, I loved Briley also calling them OPE for Authors of Pain. AOP.
Yeah. OPE.
That was great. She's underrated, I'm telling you. Josh Briggs took on Ivar in a match that, I mean, at this point, I was just waiting for the main event. Ivar won over Briggs. Where's Jensen when he needs him?
Where's Valhalla?
Yes.
Yeah, where is Jensen? I'm still wondering, like, when is he going to come out to the Journey song? That's what I want. When is he going to come out to Someday Love? I forgot the name of the song.
Separate Ways?
Separate Ways, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't think they want to pay the license fee for that.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, though.
If they do.
Tony Khan would have done it.
Yes. He would have. And then gone on Twitter to tell everyone.
He paid a year, two wrestler salary for that song.
Yes. Ivar got the win.
He should.
Should he? I mean, Briggs got that triple threat North American title match. I feel like Briggs is due something.
And Ivar was a runner-up in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Okay, that and a dollar won't even get you on the bus anymore.
It was fun.
Let's talk about the main event. Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams. And they couldn't lower the steel cage, so we got to see them putting the steel cage together. And then it was so long, they showed that promo, which was a long promo and recap before this. Before the steel cage match, but it had me hyped for it. But come on, we knew Trick was winning tonight.
Yeah, I thought the match was okay. It's better than their one at Stand and Deliver. This match was strictly meant to put Trick over. I don't think this was meant to be one of the classic steel cage matches of all time. I think this match served its purpose, and that is to help elevate Trick into the next level. I'm getting ready for the main event of going up against Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah.
At Spring Break-In, and I think Trick Williams is going to win. So they can't just have him lose randomly to a guy that's probably going to get drafted in about a week and a half.
Yeah, Carmelo's going up.
There's really nothing else for him to do.
I agree. This was, I think, his swan song, and he tried, but Trick got the better of him.
My only beef with the match was I wish he would have sold the knee more at the finish. Like, he just ran into a knee and just like, oh, okay, nothing. I'm good. Like, sell it a little bit. At least sell it to the point where it would make sense for Ilya to work on it during their match, during their upcoming match.
Yeah. Yeah. Good main event, though. When it goes on last and we have the overage, though, you kind of know it's going to be a little abbreviated. It feels like you're just counting down until it ends.
Yeah. You know? I do want to say I'm a little upset. I know they don't really feature everyone every week, and I love being on this podcast because I am going to make maybe not a prediction, but just someone who I am totally all in on, and that's Jada Parker.
Oh,
I've been wanting to just praise her ever since one of her first promos in NXT. She said a line, and ever since she said this line, I was just hooked 1,000%. And she said, don't come for me and I won't send for you. Oh. And obviously I didn't say it as good as she did, but she said that. And I'm like, yes, please. Like 1,000%. Like she's one of those people where every time she's on screen, I think she has such an aura factor about her that I truly believe she's going to go a very, very long way in this business.
No, she definitely has that if factor. And I think she's great. And this was a fun show. I mean, it went by quick, NXT is variety, right? Like there's just so much going on. You can't be bored for long during NXT.
And everything has a purpose too. Like nothing drags. Even for some of these matches where they bring in some of the main roster talent, again, it all serves a purpose. They're not just kind of coming in and saying, "Oh, I'm going to make an appearance now." It's Ivar maybe wanting to crack at the NXT North American Championship. It's Natalya having beef with Lola Vice, and it's maybe AOP maybe going after the NXT tag team titles. Although them versus Breaker and Baron would have been ginormous. But yeah. You know, now we're going to see them maybe going up against Axiom and Frazier, which is going to be another kind of clash of styles between the two. So, you know, everything serves a purpose when it makes it just such easier to follow.
Yeah, no, I agree. Cool. Well, that was NXT tonight. George, any final thoughts?
My final thoughts is I need to hop aboard the positivity train.
Just in general?
That's my choo-choo.
You should really get a conductor.
I guess that doesn't really mean anything without the choo-choo sound. It's just me putting my arm up and down. But let's see who else wants to hop on the positivity train.
I hear there's power in it.
We'll see.
Cool. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight. Tomorrow night, tune in for Dynamite coverage. We'll see how are they going to follow up that video last week.
I'm going to be on tomorrow night, and I got to say, I can't wait. I wasn't on last week. Thank God, because I would have tore them a new one on what I thought was the absolute worst episode of Dynamite that ever existed.
Wow. Wow. There you have it, folks. Okay.
So that means it can only get better.
Tune in tomorrow. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. See you back next time on Wrestling Inc. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.